This is the Riabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about Brexit again. Halloween, 31st of October, that's the deadline at this point. But for many small and medium enterprises, the deadline has already begun. And what I mean by that is an article here in the Accountancy Age, which talks about the amount of uncertainty that SMEs are facing, presumably only extended now because of the pushback in the Brexit deadline, and the amount of money that they are owed in late payments. So just to throw some of these figures at you, and you can read all about it in the associated text-based article, about 39% of SMEs in the UK surveyed showed or said that they were worried about Brexit. The same percentage said that they would not be any worse off. The amount of money owed is about £6,000 in late payments. That's a lot of money. £6,000.
Per customer.
The average value of those late payments, £6,000. Yeah. 20% of small businesses are running into cash flow problems as a result, says Accountancy Age. 30% of payments to small businesses are late. So, Simon, presumably with Brexit, that's not going to improve anytime soon. Because what's the bet? There'll be some people who'll say, well, we're having trouble making payments this month because of Brexit. It'll become the latest excuse to not pay their bills on time.
Well, you're absolutely right. Brexit, should it ever happen, and there are many now, perhaps more than there were before, who don't think that it will, it's going to involve additional complexity. You know, potentially we're talking about additional tariffs. Tariffs require that forms be filled in. Either way, proper Brexit will mean that you cannot simply trade with other countries in Europe as if it were trading within the UK, which is essentially what the EU lets you do at the moment. So you're looking at increased degrees of complexity. Of course, the thing that nobody talks about, which strikes me as being a rather obvious one, is that if you're in Europe and you're procuring stuff from the UK, you're probably already making contingency plans to get it from elsewhere. In fact, you may already be switching supply. Because when I'm advising a client on supply, and I always say, well, spread your bets. You know, you don't want to be vulnerable to supply disruption because you're relying on a supplier where there's a risk of a substantial disruption to the supply chain, either in terms of delays, which is very likely if you've got additional bureaucracy, or indeed additional costs that actually affect your basic economics, right?
Not every McChicken comes from the same chicken farm.
No. So probably we're already seeing damage to companies procuring from the UK as a result of anxiety about Brexit. But, yeah.
But you know, to the point about late payments, which of course at Riabu we're most concerned about, every time, for example, when you talk about the tax changes, you know, every time GST or value-added tax or whatever you want to call it in your jurisdiction, every time that gets raised, there are people who say, oh, of course things are more expensive because of value-added tax. There are laws against that sort of price gouging. You know, I recall when the goods and services tax was introduced in Australia many years ago, there was the same thing, that anybody caught jacking up prices and then just blaming it on the GST was up for substantial fines. Shouldn't the same thing then happen with Brexit? Anybody caught delaying payment and blaming it on Brexit should be fined.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of state-mandated financial behaviour of any kind. I'm essentially a free marketer. I mean, the reality is that very often people are delaying payment for existential reasons. I mean, your own statistics say that 20% of SMEs report cash flow problems. Actually, I suspect the number is higher, and it's certainly going to be getting higher because in addition to seeing potentially delayed payments as a result of Brexit or the fear of Brexit, we also remember are in a situation where the corporate loans that they've been able to get, corporate financing, even for relatively small companies, which has been available to them very, very easily over the last decade or so as a result of quantitative easing, that's going away and interest rates are going up. So in some cases where they've been balancing slow payments from customers by borrowing from banks or other intermediaries, because there's lots of individuals and companies that are disrupting traditional bank lending, they're going to find that harder and or more expensive. So that number of SMEs that are going to get into cash flow difficulty is going to grow. Here in Singapore, the percentage of SMEs that are facing potential insolvency as a result of cash flow issues has grown significantly last year versus the year before. You can see that happening as a result of Brexit, you know. And that is a dismal situation. Not only is it an existential situation, if I can't actually pay my employees or pay my suppliers, but of course, you know, from a growth and GDP perspective, it means I don't have money to invest in new markets or new products or innovation of any kind, you know.
Okay, backtrack a moment. Yeah. Did you just say SMEs in Singapore are being hit by Brexit?
I don't think I did, no. What I said was that they're being hit by a general reduction in liquidity, and as a result, and that's through a combination of factors. I mean, if you, okay, you've asked the question, if we're going to look at Singapore, there's a few things going on. The first is that you're looking, you've got an overall background of reduced demand from China. So although we've got growth, we've got slower growth, you know, and more competition as a result, because companies, suppliers have been scaling up in order to meet demand. All of a sudden, the demand has reduced. What does that mean? It means you've got price and other issues because of competitive situations. Companies that have been used to buying money and using that to fund their own balance sheets.
Borrowing money.
Yeah, borrowing money, yeah, and to pay their suppliers on time and so on and so forth, are finding that harder, or if not harder, more expensive. It's on average 12 to 14% a year to borrow money in Singapore. You know, given that base rates are in the low single digits, that is quite extortionate, and it's a big issue if you're an SME. So the issue of working capital, to cut to the chase, because that's what we're talking about, the issue of working capital shows every sign of getting tougher. It's never easy, but it's going to get a lot tougher. For really unlucky companies that are in a poor spot, it's going to mean insolvency.
And so finally, to wrap up, do you think that the whole Brexit push out, the never-ending story, the next season of Brexit, as I saw it described on Facebook, that's going to make it worse for these companies? Or are people now saying, you know, leaning back and saying, oh, you know, this Brexit thing will never happen. Let's just get back to normal.
There are some people, there are some players, you know, for whom risk and perceived risk is an opportunity to make money. None of them are SMEs. The reality is, if you're an SME, uncertainty means that your customers are going to be uncertain about whether they can buy for you, particularly customers overseas. You're uncertain about the costs of doing business. You're uncertain about your ability to borrow money, to hire the right people. We haven't even talked about that. You know, I can't get the people that I need. Maybe I depend on importing labor from other places for the basic economics of my business to work. All of a sudden, I can't get them. I have to hire other people. They're more expensive. So at a whole range of levels, Brexit and particularly uncertainty, because nobody can actually do the sums to work out what the post-Brexit scenario is going to be for them. They can't do the sums because they don't know.
Theresa May doesn't know.
No. So because they can't do the sums, increased risk, yeah.
And we want to hear your comments on this. Comment in the comment box nearby this podcast and tell us what your experience with Brexit has been so far. And keep it clean, guys, keep it clean. We're only interested in the late payments impact of Brexit.